USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The Biden administration is plotting a new course to offer student loan borrowers relief. That includes using the High Education Act, which the administration says will allow Education Secretary Miguel Cardona to compromise, waive, or release loans under certain circumstances. Additional actions include an income-based repayment plan. This comes after the Supreme Court struck down President Biden's loan forgiveness plan today. A man wanted on charges related to the January 6th Capitol riots has been arrested in former President Obama's Washington, D.C. neighborhood. Lisa Taylor has more.
Reports say Taylor Taranto was apprehended with multiple weapons. The Metropolitan Police Department says officers did a sweep Taranto's van near his arrest and said there was no active threat to the community.
Fox News is settling a lawsuit from a former producer. Abby Grossberg's lawyer says the cable news network pushed her to lie in her Dominion voting case testimony. Fox News will pay $12 million as part of the settlement. Marvel's Captain America is ready to show off his creative side in a new musical at Disneyland. Julie Ryan has more.
Steve Rogers is giving up his fighting skills for the moment and focusing on his singing and dancing skills in a mini musical about his life as Captain America. Rogers the Musical premiered Friday at Disney California Adventures Hyperion Theater and follows the superhero over 70 plus years, from scrawny soldier to his time with the Avengers. It's the first show at the theater since the COVID-19 pandemic shut down the Frozen musical in 2020. The show runs through August 31st.
Stocks are sharply higher to end the first half of the year. Encouraging inflation news sparked a broad rally with tech shares leading the way. Apple added 2% to trade above the $3 trillion market cap. This is USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Charges will not be filed in the deadly stampede at the Astroworld Music Festival. Yesterday, a Houston grand jury decided against filing a criminal case for the 2021 tragedy at NRG Park. 10 people died in the crowd surge at the concert hosted by rapper Travis Scott, including a 9-year-old child. A new report is criticizing both the Trump and Biden administrations for decisions that led to the chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan.
The State Department released its Afghanistan After Action Review today, which said both administrations failed to appreciate how the U.S. military pullout would affect the Afghan government's stability. The report says senior U.S. officials gave insufficient consideration of worst-case scenarios. The Taliban rapidly took over the country following the U.S. exit. A suicide bombing at Kabul Airport killed 13 U.S. service members. I'm Lisa Taylor.
New York Congressman George Santos is due back in court. The Republican is set to appear in federal court after pleading not guilty to 13 charges, including wire fraud, money laundering, and making false statements to the House of Representatives. Last week, court documents revealed the congressman's father and aunt fronted the bail money that kept him out of jail. A new trailer is being released for the upcoming film Dune Part 2. The film is a sequel to the Oscar-nominated movie Dune. It stars Timothée Chalamet and Zendaya as they join forces to get revenge on the people that destroyed his family. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.